I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Africa, Gospel Sunday is fast approaching. Global Advance's David Shibley explains.
We're urging all participating churches on the fourth Sunday of June simply to preach a gospel message, give a clear invitation for people to receive Christ.
So what? Well, in parts of Africa, this will put a target on the church, especially in light of a 300+% increase in persecution in one area.
Radical Islamic forces have come in, bombed several churches. Several Christians have died through violence. The pastors are discouraged.
Summer plans are focusing on resourcing the church in this region, but they need prayer cover. Next, Uzbekistan. One of Ukraine's fellow former Soviet nations is pretty heavy-handed when it comes to religion. Sergei Rakhuba of Russian Ministry says their Schools Without Walls students are feeling the heat. One of the students was recently interrogated by police and fined for having Christian literature in her home. Materials were taken away and destroyed. Can you help Russian ministries replace them? We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And then please pray for the body of Christ in Uzbekistan.
Despite of all the circumstances and threats, they continue overcoming all these obstacles and continue spreading the gospel.
And when God gives us convictions, He also gives us the strength to stand by them when they're questioned. That's what members of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship are discovering across the U.S. as more Christian-associated clubs are derecognized by colleges and universities. Even as schools change their views on discrimination, the clubs are refusing to change their beliefs. Please pray that this adversity will strengthen the faith and the boldness of individual believers on campus. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.